Now let's make a sex tape.
The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
Hi,
Ed.
How are you?
Hello. That was like Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember that?
Hello.
Yeah, that sounded more like.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you have to have like a man's voice and then do it.
Hello. Oh, I don't know. We missed last week, people. We are so sorry. Steph was in Miami getting it on in the sun, in the pool.
And killing myself.
Killing yourself.
Well, drinking for like a million days in a row when you're my age.
You were there like 4 days.
It was too much. Yeah. No, like, yeah. So I got there Friday. We couldn't get into the Airbnb until like 3 p.m. So
What's that about?
I landed at 11 and I didn't book the Airbnb. So I was just like, Google hotel in Miami day pass.
Oh, nice.
So I found one. It was like $25. You had the whole day. You could use their like spa or their fitness.
Which hotel was it?
Grand Miami. No, oh. Grand Beach Hotel.
Nice.
I don't know. It was like they had the beach access to the beach too. Mm-hmm. So I did that. My roommate David and I flew together there. He hates the sun.
Why the fuck did he go?
Well, because he was going to go out at night.
The nightlife.
As much as he hates the sun, he loves Hispanics and Jewish men. So, I mean, you just got to kind of.
Well, and you're in Miami. That's what you got.
Exactly.
There.
So he just sat in the hotel lobby while I was in the pool.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the favorite off lines from Goodfellas.
What?
Oh, Miami. Yeah, it's nice, but it's like you died and went to Jew heaven.
I love that movie.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, as soon as they could check into the Airbnb, he's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, I'll meet you there. I'm staying by the pool a little bit.
Yeah.
So did that. And then, of course, as soon as I got to the Airbnb, they already had alcohol and we're already starting drinking. Went to eat and then we're drinking there. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive there, though.
Miami is expensive.
Yeah. Like, I ordered Davion a drink and me a drink. I think he had tequila and soda and I had vodka soda and it was like $40.
It's not like Punta Cana. Or
for fucking two drinks?
It's Miami.
And they add a 20% tip on everything.
Of course they do.
So Where were you drinking?
Because you're going to be too drunk to tip. So
Did you go to Nikki Beach? I saw you went to the Clevelander.
I went to Nikki Beach like years ago when I was there. Mm-hmm. We didn't go this time. We were at, we went to meet our friend was staying at a hotel nearby. We were in her like hotel bar. But we stayed on Ocean Drive and she was on Collins. So we just walked over there.
Yeah, it's like next street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just walked and then, and then we went out and got really, really drunk.
Well, of course.
And Davion found
someone.
Didn't
take much.
There was some guy riding a skateboard. We were walking home. And I was like, he was a skater boy. It was like 3 a.m. Yeah. And he was like, you guys want weed? And Davion was like, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I was like, well, I can get your number like for Davion. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, just follow me on Instagram. I'm like, what? No. Like, but I did end up following him.
That's an effective marketing tactic. But.
And then like earlier this week, I saw him posting stuff. One was like of his foot and shit. I'm like, I'm unfollowing this kid. I didn't even want the weed. Davion did. But then Davion had to go get papers. So him and my friend David are like, we're going to Walgreens or something was nearby.
For rolling papers?
Papers and a lighter.
Oh,
they didn't have
okay.
A lighter. So I'm like, I got to pee. I'm going in. Get me some chips or something. They get home. They totally forgot to get us chips.
Oh, no.
Of course they did.
They said they almost walked out without the papers. That's how drunk they were.
Oh.
So whatever. No. Yeah. So that was a drunken night. Saturday, we drank all day.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, I was very shaky.
Really?
We went to the beach and we brought beers to the beach. My friend's brother bought something called Blowfish on Amazon.
Sure.
It's almost like you know what it is?
Huh.
Like an Alka-Seltzer tab thing. It did help me.
Oh, that's like Baraka. Baraka is the French one.
Yeah, that or just a Pedialyte.
Well, that's what I actually now I'm remembering.
At Riot Fest, they had a Pedialyte like whole center set up.
Certainly hope so.
Yeah,
I bought all that Pedialyte when I went to Mexico. I don't know why I didn't pack it.
Yeah, the little they were handing them out at Riot Fest, like the packets.
The past couple of years, Pedialyte has actually picked up on the fact that they are a
hangover
recovery. Yeah.
I guess I had told Avion get me a Gatorade because I wanted to chug a Gatorade before I went to
sure, it's right, you know,
and he forgot
electrolytes.
He didn't get it for me, so I was very upset Saturday. But we got to hang on the beach. The water was gross, though. I was so glad I went to the pool on Friday because I didn't really go in the water at the beach. And
were
I
they still
the
having that red tide and stuff?
That's on
down
the other
there?
Side.
It was okay. Just all seaweed coming up.
Well, it was formed, churned up by the storms.
Well, what the fuck? I didn't get to swim in the ocean.
That's overrated.
And then we went to my friend Tony came in from Charleston and he met us. He went to the beach with us. And then we went out that night for my friend Tim's birthday. That's why I went to Miami.
Fun.
And proceeded to get very drunk again. And
what would you say still?
It's just you stayed drunk.
Actually, that whole day, yeah, was a drunken day. But we were so Davion, David, my two roommates, and I stayed at the one bar. And there was a bar around the corner. Chris's brother and Tony went to. So whatever. We kind of split up.
Right.
We all know where the Airbnb is, whatever. So we're walking out now, like an hour after we all split up. And we're walking down the street. I think it was Washington, which is like the next block after Collins. And these guys are like, want to see a dead body? And we're like, I'm like, ew.
The random course, street people want
and of
some
course
pot.
David's
what
like.
What if you stumbled into a movie?
Well, David's like, yeah. And they just laughed. And like, we kept walking. We walk a couple more steps. It's Tony laying on the curb.
That's your friend.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Tony. And you hear those guys like, oh, my God, it's their friend. Like laughing.
The dead body.
He's just laying on the curb on the street. Like, if we hadn't walked that way, was he just going to stay there all night? What an idiot.
Until the cops come and put him in jail.
Stupid. So we had to, like, carry him to the Airbnb.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that was fun, too.
All right, well, what's on the outline?
And then you came home to a concert-filled weekend.
I went to Justin Timberlake on Friday.
Again. And you were making your list of how many times you've seen Justin Timberlake.
Didn't get arrested for violating your restraining order.
Shut up. I don't have a restraining order yet.
I think you were a little close to him. That was.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I got front row.
Yeah.
Because I just bought one single ticket. Yeah.
Really? You were able to get front row just by buying one ticket?
Well, I did it on like StubHub, so I paid a little more.
Oh, okay.
And like he had a general admission or what is it? Standing room area on the floor. I just got like 101 rolling.
Nice.
It was really good.
Yeah, you had close seats.
Yeah.
So you did your little math paper here.
Everyone keeps asking me, how many times have you seen him? What number is this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
So while we
enough
enjoyed
to have paid
dinner
for
together.
A condo.
Yeah. It was like a down payment on a condo for me on this piece of paper. I went all the way back to 1999 when I first saw NSYNC at the B96 Summer Bash at Route 66 Raceway.
So 20
up
years.
Up until this past Friday. And it's 27 times with NSYNC concerts. It does not include that I went to the MTV Movie Awards when he hosted. I was a seat filler. I went to 3 different Challenge for the Children charity things.
So why don't you include that?
Because those weren't concerts.
A lot.
Too many times. Actually, 4 Challenge for the Children's because he did one here.
So 27 concerts, but 30 plus times
every
you've seen them.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane, right?
Yeah,
that
you're
is pretty crazy.
That makes me want to go crazy. Well, it's over 20 years, though.
Yeah, it's over 20 years.
That makes me feel a little better. It makes me feel old.
Yeah.
But it's not
you
like...
You are a super fan.
Yeah, it was a great...
Speaking of super fans, Roxy's birthday tomorrow.
Okay, here we go. Five things that Samandy likes. These are 5 things that Samandy likes.
Bringing it back, Ed.
Hopefully this is...
Five
Roxy related.
That's Mandy
otherwise,
likes.
She's totally blowing it off.
She actually sent me a text with like little music notes, and she's like, "I can't stop singing it." So,
okay.
Roxy, you are number one on my. You're number one on my 5 things that Samandy likes because you're the birthday bitch of the week.
The Libra.
Yes, her birthday is tomorrow. And she's not only a super fan, but she's a super friend. And we wanted to wish Roxy a happy birthday. Shout out on
love
the show.
Rocks.
She did tell me she doesn't like Trump. She's just Republican. So I felt better.
Okay.
Oh, so she didn't get mad that we talked about
it. I know, she didn't see
some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
I bought some Tic Tacs.
But I didn't, like, write her off either. I didn't block her on everything.
Good. Oh, you know what? They should put Trump's face on the orange Tic Tacs. Don't you think that would be kind of funny? Maybe we should give that
to
up
to talk about
Halloween.
When he sexually hurt assaults
yeah,
people.
He talks
yeah, I'm
about
sure Tic
Tac
is going to be all over.
And then people call him the orange Cheeto. So
hey, all PR is good PR. Ed.
Yeah, orange okay. Tic Tacs, Trump Tacs. And then number two on my list is another shout out to Fabulous Friends, my friend Chris, who also loves the show. He sent me flowers just for being a nice friend.
That's nice.
I thought that was so sweet. And my son goes, I was on my way to Indiana driving in the rain, and he's like, Ma, I go, what? He goes, you got flowers. I go,
aww.
Flowers from who? He goes, I
don't
know.
From your side piece.
He's like, no, he's not my side piece. He's just a good friend. And Joey's like, some old lady came to the door, and he's like, I was in my underwear. I hope she didn't mind. And I'm like, whatever. He's like, they're nice. He took pictures of them.
Delivery people have to be used to that. You know how many times I like meet them braless? Like, whatever.
He's like, I had no pants on. Number three on my list of Samandy likes is my mechanic. Like I every time I go, even just for an oil change, I bring like
how
two dozen
miles
donuts.
Are on your car?
123,000 miles.
How many years have you had it?
Four years.
So crazy. 4 years.
But
that is a ridiculous amount.
I know. But there's hope for Helen because I on somebody's Facebook post they were debating whether to get the Hyundai Tucson, which is what I have, or a Honda RAV4, and some lady's like, her car is a 2013 like mine, her Hyundai Tucson, and she had 256,000 miles
so
on it.
So you'll be there like next year.
Yeah, probably.
You got another year of that car.
How do you drive that much in that short of time?
I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot for me, but it is.
That's a lot.
So anyway, it's comforting to know that you have a really good mechanic in your corner, especially when you, like, majority of your life is spent in your vehicle. So yeah. I had my guys put on new spark plugs, new front brakes.
Yeah, especially
today.
When the 100,000-mile dealer warranty is in your rearview mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's gone. You know what, though? The dealer was nuts. Like, they constantly were saying, you need this, you need that, you need this. I go to my mechanic, and I'm like, what about this? They, like...
Well, of course.
They're getting commission on it. Right. And my guy's like, save your fucking money. I'll tell you when you need something done. I'm like, okay. Number four, quick weekend getaways. I went to Indiana. You went to Miami. That was more fun.
Yeah, it was a good little weekend.
And number five on my list is, and I brought my book because I've been traveling with it, so when I get a free moment, I can read. One of my patients dropped off a big box of Dean Koontz books for our waiting room, and every now and then I'll go and sneak one, and I'll read it, and then I'll put it back.
Oh, you read the whole thing?
Yeah,
you
know, I read
like
the... No,
it.
No,
Fear
I'll read
nothing.
The whole... This is Fear or Nothing. Yeah.
I just read, well, listened to Fear...
Oh, really?
The book about Trump.
Oh, how was that?
I gotta be honest. A lot of it made me like the guy a little more.
Really?
Just some of the just to hear the, you know, oh, fuck this, screw you, fuck that guy. Oh my God.
Or the hurricane victims. Have just fun. Have fun.
Stupid asshole.
Man.
Yeah, have a good time. Have a good time.
His reckless disregard just...
I'm very happy that we kind of skipped last week because that was the week of the whole Kavanaugh thing.
Yeah, it was better.
And I really was not in a happy place.
I don't understand how anybody thought anything was going to turn out differently. I just don't.
I just didn't like that people were, you know, regardless if they think that the Democrats planted her or not, when a woman says that she was assaulted... Like, believe her, because 9 times out of 10, women don't say anything because they know nothing's going to be done.
Right.
I mean, I can't. And I was trying to explain that to my boss. I'm like, do you understand how many times I've encountered sexual abuse, sexual harassment, sexual assault? Like, you don't even tell your girlfriends because they sometimes, if they're not true besties, they'll turn it around on you. Like, well, you asked for it, or he's hot. Why would you complain? Like, you know, shit
or
like that.
Or it triggers people. I don't know. I know triggers like the buzzword lately, but it does, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So when all that was going on, I was just like, oh boy, I'm glad we're not having a show.
When the old man showed me his wiener at Sports Authority through soccer shorts. I still laugh, but it's like, I was so uncomfortable and so...
Like, hey.
Fucking asshole.
Old man wiener.
Well, I thought he just didn't realize...
Oh,
it's a good thing you guys didn't sell guns. You could have.
And then he left, and the apparel lady came back. I was just covering for her.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, this old man was trying on shorts. They were white. He didn't have underwear on. She's like, he came back. He does that to all of us. I'm like, oh, now I'm pissed.
Really?
Yeah.
So
it was like something.
Serial wiener shower.
Yeah. That's gross. That's like a mild thing, but it still makes you very uncomfortable, and it's like not a.
Right.
I saw something funny that said that straight men know about consent when it comes to a gay man touching them.
Right. I saw that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so true. Yeah. Right. And it was funny because I want to say someone I was talking to was like, well, I would have just told somebody. I'm like, because you're a man and you know that you'll get listened to. Yeah. Yeah. So that was interesting. So birthday shout out to Roxy, and today is beer and pizza day. Thanks, Ed, for the pizza.
We didn't have beer. Have a beer.
The beer is in there,
and it's own your own business day. So Ed, can we pimp your biz? A lot of people don't know that Ed is our fabulous producer.
Let's pimp him too.
Yes, Ed
has high blood pressure. I think he needs to have some sex.
Yeah, he needs release.
Get it down.
But Ed has
copious amounts of sex.
Ed has a business called Forward Technologies. Ed, I don't really know what you do, but it's computers.
IT.
Can you explain it?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you need IT help. What if people want to hire you?
I've been doing this long enough to know where nobody's going to call me.
How do you know? There's a lot of big wigs that listen to our show.
I worked with Ed in radio, podcasting, and I've had a ton of issues with my iPhone or my Mac, and he's fixed all of that. So just if it's anything like that, Ed's gonna
Ed's so good. He has remote access to my computer. I just call him like Ed, and he's like, all right, and he gets on. Turn it on. So
he recovered all my photos. Remember when I lost all my photos? I had to sit in your office for like 2 hours.
Freak out.
Do you ever remote access my computer and see all the dick pics on it? Yeah. Or no? Oh, okay.
Do your boys share that computer with you?
They did. So it's been a while. Like, okay, pretty much my iPhone says I haven't backed it up in 700 days. So I haven't backed it up to my computer because I have too much garbage on it. I'm not paying for cloud to store shit.
She doesn't go through her email and delete it. You think she's going to go through everything else?
No, I did. I deleted 37,000 emails.
And how many are
50
on there?
50 gigabytes of iCloud storage is 99 cents.
I know, but I don't want to store all that shit. I want to clean it off and then buy the cloud.
So it's never going to happen, is what you're saying.
No, I got a new phone. I just haven't done anything with it yet. Yeah, because my son drops his in the toilet, right? We're out car shopping.
Pee or poo in the toilet?
No, it was like he had already flushed and he turned and it fell in the toilet. And he didn't say anything until we're like looking at cars at the dealership and he's like messing with his phone. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, won't turn on. And I'm like, well, what happened? Well, I dropped in the toilet. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So in between car shopping, we go to the AT&T store. And of course, he gets the iPhone X or whatever.
He didn't put it in a bag of rice immediately?
We put it in a bag of rice, but it never turned back on. But I'm the asshole that pays like the $40 a month for the protection plan. So I was like, give me a new phone. So for $100, they sent me a new phone of his, which is a 6S.
Yeah.
So now I get that one.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So I get the shitty phone and the kids get the good phones. I don't know. I'm a good mom.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There it is. There it is right there. Yep.
Pick up my screen. Could there be something I haven't seen? Plugging connected and up to date. Feed me now, I can't be late. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix. Out of touch, I just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question why. Zombie status, I walk around. My empty stare fixed to the ground. China, Russia, who's to blame? Who's playing this sinister game? But then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Hold me ransom, I can get my fix. Out of touch, I just wanna cry. Can't get in, I just wanna die. Scream is blank, I just wanna cry. Can only shape the question why. just wanna cry. Can't get him, I just wanna die. Scream his blank, I just wanna cry. Lips can only shape the question, why?
That's WannaCry's little song called Shape the Question.
WannaCry's. I like that.
Yeah.
And it was brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Get headphones, earbuds, and accessories from tweakedaudio.com. Enter discount code
BITCHES
at checkout for 33% off your entire order, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty on everything you buy.
Bitches.
Tweakedaudio.com.
So we're near the Halloween season. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are really scared of clowns. And
I am. I don't like clowns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you would hate me if I did this to you, though. You can now hire a scary clown to deliver donuts to your friends or your enemies.
If it was at work or something, it'd be funny and creepy. You but not like...
You would...
Not at home. I would kill you.
So there are
nights on a rainy night.
There are, yeah.
The only good thing is I live on the third floor, so I'd have to like buzz them in, and as soon as I saw him coming up the stairs, I would slam that fucking door and I would like lock every lock on it.
Really?
But I would still be freaked out.
I mean, it would be kind of scary, especially my house. I have all windows. Could you imagine him like standing in the window? There are more Americans that are scared of clowns than they are of climate change, believe it or not.
I dated one of them.
Yeah. So this is WannaHurts.com. It's Hurts Donuts. And the funny thing is it's not available here in Chicago, but yet it's available in...
I got to kill the music now.
No, it's available in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is kind of funny. No, it's all over the country. There's different locations.
And that's
but
the only Midwest
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I was
probably
like,
because, and I don't like Chicago's bad rap,
but
someone would shoot that clown.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
So the delivery service has started on October 1st. So if you're in any of those areas... Just go to WannaHurts.com.
How was that from Andy?
So that's too funny. WannaCry's. We just played WannaCry's, and now this is WannaHurts.
Have you heard of RuinYourDay.com or RuinaDay.com?
No. What's that?
When I was off in Miami, when I came back to work Tuesday, my boss comes over immediately, like first thing in the morning with this package. He's like, look. I'm like, what is this? Someone sent him a confetti package that explodes.
Oh.
But it was all glitter, like all over
a
his
glitter
office.
Bomb, yes.
Yeah.
I've seen those on Facebook.
And I was cracking up, of course. But I'm like, do you think I did this? He's like, yeah. I'm like, no. Like, it's something I would love, but I didn't do it. So he's like, if you go to the website, it'll...
Did it go off?
Oh, yeah. He opened it, and it just... but it's cool. It's like a spring-loaded, like, tube. So I'm like, we can get someone else. Like, we'll put more stuff in there. So we've been loading it up. I emptied the hole puncher with all that.
Oh, yeah.
Into, like, an envelope. And we've just been refilling it with that.
Oh, that's
but I had
funny.
It on my desk, and I had to tape the top then because we had been doing it so much. And I came back to work, and it had exploded on my desk.
Oh, no.
But it was just hole punches.
The tape didn't hold.
But I went on there, and there's all different... You can send poo... You can send like confetti dicks.
Oh, really?
It's kind of funny stuff on there.
Huh.
You can send like nasty postcards to someone and they're like...
Well, we talked about the bag of dicks you could send somebody.
Well, this is like confetti, little confetti dicks.
I sent Gina from the show. It was her birthday in August. So I sent her a coffee mug and it's like flowers on it. And then it just says, eat a bag of dicks. So
I always want to get people the ones where like it looks nice until you fill it with something hot and then something appears.
Oh, so
on it.
Like my grandma had those cups for us when we were little. Like she'd put the milk in it. And she's like, if you drink all your milk, darling, there's a surprise at the bottom. So we'd drink the milk and there'd be like a naked lady at the bottom of the glass. Like my grandpa.
Thanks, grandma.
Well, my grandpa had a bar in the city right at Dakin and Broadway.
This.
Yeah. And so he was a dirty old man. He had salt and pepper shakers were like frogs. One had a dick and the other one had boobs and a vag. Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was interesting.
Okay.
You go, Grandpa.
I had an interesting childhood. So let's do...
Come for Grandma. Come
what?
On.
Are you ready for real news or fake news?
I guess.
Hey.
Real news or fake news? I don't know. I got these both from the same site. So, Ed, you might want to check them. So you're saying fake. All right. Here's this first story. Teen on female Viagra crashes into building while masturbating to gear shift.
It was a male?
Female. It's a teen girl.
What state?
What's female Viagra?
Bowling Green, Kentucky. A Kentucky teenager who has crashed her parents' vehicle into the house of a citizen of Warren County has admitted she was under the influence of alcohol, ecstasy, and counterfeit female Viagra. The 17-year-old, whose name has not been disclosed by authorities, told officials she had lost control of the parked vehicle after she had an uncontrollable urge to masturbate, according to the official Bowling Green Police Department report. No, it was in park. It was parked and she lost control of the vehicle. It says she lost control of the parked vehicle after inserting the gear shift inside of her
this
vagina.
Has gotta be fake.
And what she described herself as an ultimate attempt to stop being horny. The teenager, who indulged in several drugs and alcohol at a local party the night of the accident, was told by a number of people to leave after she was acting like a cat in heat and rubbing her ass on the floor.
Is this real, Ed?
Yeah, this story is on like World News Daily Report.
So it's fake.
Lead stories.
Fake? Yeah.
The Hush Post. Yeah, this is fake.
It's all over the place.
BG News. Come on.
They're getting better, though. I mean, Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my second story. You ready? Real news or fake news?
If it's from that same site, I'm saying fake.
Okay. Man high on ecstasy burns his own genitals while trying to have sex with an electric
fence. I'm not even looking this up.
Scottsdale, Arizona. A rave party turned terribly wrong for young Arizona man highly intoxicated on ecstasy after he ended up having sexual intercourse with an electric fence and sustaining third-degree burns on his lower abdomen and genitals.
It's gotta be fake. Why would you have sex with a fence?
His name was Adam Weinberg, and he was rescued by fellow partygoers of the illegal setup rave after they noticed he was in horrible agony and unable to unclamp himself from the electrified fence. He said, this is a quote, "I was high as fuck. I had taken some GHB and DMT to start out the party. Then I did a shitload of ecstasy and a bunch of amphetamines before taking a few hits of cocaine. Then someone poured some acid drops into my eyes and I totally lost it. He said, at first, the electricity passing through me was like the biggest orgasm I've ever had. I felt like my balls were going to explode. And that's when I felt the horrible burning sensation and the smell of burning flesh.
You know, here's something that's not a fake story.
Okay.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off? My balls was hot. I understand. I forgot a few hours before the fight. Donald Trump called me and told me I got knocked this Russian motherfucker out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin and shit. Fuck what they talking about. USA in this hole. Fuck. I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. Fuck what you talking about right now. I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. I'm no gas tank right there.
Shit.
Thanks for having me. Hey, maybe next week or sometime, or 2 weeks from now, I'm going to come on your show and smoke some weed with you.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.
The world of MMA.
We can have him on our show.
Sure.
We'll smoke some weed with
him.
Sure. Yeah. We won't get in trouble.
I'll hang with him.
Yeah. It was fight night, and I was at my cousin's, and her sons are watching the fight, and they're just laughing. And then I see, like, my phone's lighting up, and everybody's saying, my balls were hot. My balls were hot. And I'm like, what is going on? And then McGregor got his ass beat.
Yes,
and everybody was thinking McGregor was going to make a comeback. But that guy looked like a spider monkey that he fought.
I was at another concert Saturday, so I missed it all.
You missed my balls were hot.
Yeah. But I went on Twitter just to see what happened. And it was like all these videos of like the melee. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It was
I missed a fight and mayhem.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. But I thought that was the best quote of the week. Donald Trump told him, beat the motherfuckers up.
Yeah, I'm sure Trump called him.
Yeah.
Trump called a black guy and told him.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. African-American. So we have some like dating tips. And this is, I don't know, Ed, did you think this was like a joke or for real? So it's
just the things that should be brought back.
Yes.
Most of the things I still do. But
okay.
In general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they like courting?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's 12 cute. Old-fashioned dating habits we should definitely bring back.
Okay.
So,
or, in other words, what it'd be like to date me.
Okay. Aw, you're so sweet.
I am on the prowl, Ed.
Okay, yeah, that would be.
You're on the prowl? I am. What happened to Larry?
Well, I mean, like, it was never
a for sure thing. It was just okay.
And but I was not on the prowl.
Well, just keep them on your back pocket for a horny day, you know. There's no problem with that. I got
anyway.
Couple.
Let's hear what you do, Ed.
So number one, go up and ask her out on a date.
You don't do that.
Don't sure. drop hints. Don't say let's hang out.
Don't you have like a very slow build up to that?
Like a slow burn.
No. You do a lot of other things first, like friend zone yourself. Yeah. And then do that.
But it says seriously, just go up and ask her out on a date. Number two, dress up nicely. I recently had a date, and granted, we met at like a wing place, like at a bar. And I was like looking at him, and I'm thinking, did he just come from the gym? Because it was like a slubby, like hooded, what I thought was
only
a
the
sweatshirt.
Best for you.
And then I thought I didn't even notice what his pants were, but here it turns out like that those were his work clothes, and they were like.
Was
Gino's
he a construction worker?
No,
oh.
It was like he works in a medical setting. Like I just thought it was kind of odd. It just looked a little schlubby. So dress up nicely.
You don't
nicely.
Want him so dressed up though that you
no,
feel.
But like, you know, something that fits.
A little respect for yourself.
Yeah, something okay. that I mean, what the fuck? If I'm going to put makeup on and do my hair and get dressed, like make an effort,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
And Ed, I know we've seen you go out. You always, your hair looks nice. You put your cologne on. And so, yeah.
Changes
Ed,
out of his t-shirt
his,
and
yes.
gym shorts,
basketball shorts and gym shoes.
That's yep. like his uniform when we're here. But mm-hmm. I hope it's not your date outfit.
No,
we've seen him go out. He cleans up nice. All right. So number three, bring a small gift or flowers. Now, I love it.
You
when
You
got to
be careful about that one.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I love it when somebody brings me flowers or I've gotten like a bag of Hershey's Kisses.
You get
before.
Flowers all the time. I've gotten flowers once and it was from someone I never even met that like stalked me.
Oh, yeah. That stalker guy sent you flowers.
I want flowers. But I don't know if I'd want them to show up with a bouquet. Maybe one flower would be cute.
One flower from a scary clown or a friendly clown?
No fucking clowns, goddamn.
But Ed, I know for a fact he's a good little gift guy.
Do you bring flowers on dates?
No, I usually send flowers after.
Or he That's sends cute bottles too. Of champagne or bottles right,
let's,
of wine.
Let's not
chocolate.
Let's not roll the clock back 35 years.
But you do. You find out what
you
the girls like.
You wouldn't do that now?
Yeah. He would.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, but here's the thing, like, if you're not sure you really are interested in this person to that degree, it could backfire on
you. Well, especially
you.
On a first date, yeah. One yeah. single flower, wouldn't that be cute?
I think it would yeah, be
champagne
nice.
Champagne and stuff, that's a little crazy for the now.
No, but afterward, not for the first date.
You could send me boozy pops, Ed.
Sure, oh, okay. My gosh. Those are so delicious. Go dancing instead of raving. One place I've never been to that I would love to go on a date is the Green Mill. Or like a jazz club, like I think that's
club.
Yeah, blues club. It's kind of romantic and it forces you to kind of get into a mood rather than like a rave. You can't hear shit in there.
Who the fuck goes on a date to a rave?
I don't know. That's what they're just saying. Don't go to like a dance club. Go to a fun place. Put away your phone.
Duh.
Put away your phone. A little bit of chivalry.
A lot of chivalry.
Yes. Be honest about your intentions. I think nowadays when you're like setting up dates, you kind of ask that prior to even going. At least I do. I don't want to waste my fucking time.
Yeah.
Take her on a romantic night out. Exactly. Like, make it nice. Ed's like closing his eyes because he knows he does all of these. He's the perfect date.
But you can't be overly
no
cheesy.
No. And number nine is don't expect sex on the first date. At all.
Unless you're going out with Samantha.
No.
Right.
Unless you've already said I'm just in it for the trim. Say I love you only when you mean it. And I can honestly say I've never, well, except for that one guy after the third date texted me and said he loved me. And I was like, you're nuts. Like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Crazy.
Yeah. Remember the little things that make her happy, the small things that truly make her happy, like silly shit, like payday candy bars or... You know, one flower, one rose, whatever it might be, a car wash, whatever, silly things, and always be on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good list. Always. To me, that doesn't seem old-fashioned.
Well, right. I don't think it's old-fashioned. It's just that's respectful. But majority of the people today, the young people at least, they have no clue.
I think it's everyone.
Because they see it, you know, whatever they see online on social media, that's what they think is the norm when it's not. It truly is not. We've got some zodiac news.
Gemini's the best sign.
Well, today I was
in the ass because I love Jesus.
Sorry,
I was saying that like it's not Mercury in retrograde, so I don't get why all my mechanical shit went wrong today. But it is Venus in retrograde right now.
What does that mean?
So. I just would like to say Venus is the love planet. So imagine what that means when it's going retrograde in Scorpio, which Scorpio is like a sexy sign, right?
Ooh. My Venus is in Cancer. No wonder I'm a crybaby with that kind of shit.
Don't
cry. I finally
cry.
Did my whole
Dry.
Chart.
Yeah, eye.
So I know what my planets are in.
Oh, really? I don't know anything about
my Venus
chart.
And Cancer makes sense if that's like the love thing and Cancers are crybabies.
Well, right now Venus is in Scorpio, so it's going to be very intense in the relationship area of things. So
my brother's a Scorpio and he's a psychopath, so I can vouch
yeah,
for
my
the
brother
intensity.
Too. My brother's a psychopath Scorpio. So with Venus being in retrograde, avoid getting involved in permanent relationships. You will meet people that are exciting. Sex might be great, but wait.
How long does this last?
Until November 15th.
Okay.
So or 16th. So it started on October 5th, goes to November 16th. So
October 5th. That was when I was able to have the all clear to
oh,
have
really?
Sex. Maybe that. Yeah. That's
there
a sign.
You go. Oh yeah. I almost went to see this concert. Genuine.
He was in concert?
Yeah. He was like, I think at the Genesee Theater. Number two, avoid engagements. So I know someone asking you to marry them is exciting, but avoid saying yes until Venus goes direct. Frequently, engagements that happen during a Venus retrograde will fail. Number three, avoid breakups if you can. This one is hardest, especially if you're in a dysfunctional relationship, but breakups that occur during Venus retrograde tend to reconcile afterward. Avoid getting in a new business partnership, Ed, in case you did not
know. Good to
know. Venus rules Venus partnerships, and business partnerships that begin during a Venus retrograde could quickly end. Okay, like this has anything to do with us, but avoid going to war. We can't really do it.
Good note.
Yeah.
I can be combative.
Hold on, I'm going to jot that down.
It says stay defensive and keep it classy.
Always.
Avoid making any large purchases, financial expenditures, or investments. Venus rules money, and you should keep yours in your wallet until Venus goes direct.
I needed that reminder.
Yes, keep your money in your pocket. So it just says, you know, if you're in a relationship, review things and look at your partner as a human being with human frailties and imperfections, you know, kind of open the dialogue, but don't let all this, you know, spooky stuff going on right now affect things.
Fucking like, Scorpios, yeah. Man.
Sitting, waiting for an opening. Not much planned for the time being, but I've got my eyes on you. You keep on talking, but you won't talk to me. You got a man, can he keep you satisfied? I'm only thinking that I've got to make you mine. I want you to believe. got my eye on you. I've got my eyes on you. Love will make you crazy. Things are not as they seem. I want you to believe that love is what you want from me, from me. Love will make you crazy.
Bikini Islands. Can you guess what that song was called?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I was too busy talking about ruining bedspreads.
And yeah, apparently squirting all over yourself.
Squirting herself in the eyes.
Jesus.
little got in my
last
eye.
Last night.
Last night.
So everyone figure out.
Love is what you want was the name of
that song. Oh, love is what I want, but I'll settle for good sex. All right. So the WannaCries and Bikini Islands, they sent us their music. They're unsigned artists. They're fabulous. They found us at RadioMisfits.com and they clicked on the submit music. So if you want to do that, go to RadioMisfits.com, submit music, and send it on over. It's got to pass the Ed test. He listens to it.
It does.
I want to say, Ed, I think I had someone saying they were going to submit their music. I can't remember their name.
Okay.
But
maybe they didn't pass the Ed test.
I don't know. Yeah. But let me know if you get anything and I'll try to remember the name. Or maybe you can tell me the name.
I get stuff every couple of days. I mean, I get a lot of stuff.
Well, it might be one guy. Okay. Like, but I think he's in a band, but he had like some of his own music he was sending over. If you haven't already, go to Facebook at We Dish It to find us and you can.
For now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, you have news. Okay. And then on Twitter at Dishing Bitches.
For now.
And
oh my God, what is this news?
What's going on?
Yeah,
abandon
this part. What do you
abort?
Yeah,
abort.
Ed told us he's gonna monopolize the third segment.
Okay, monopolize.
No, he had stuff you gotta talk.
Okay, just wanted to talk about like there must be a lot of people really listening to the show because the show
I know for a fact that there are.
Yeah, well, you said like tens of thousands. Remember we were talking about
like
emojis and I was like, there's no,
you like doing this, but when you don't think
don't
anybody can
listening.
Hear it,
don't listen to me. There was no bagel emoji or a swan emoji.
Well, and then it
guess
came
what?
Out.
Yeah. So then Ed sends us this thing and he's like, that somebody must be listening to the show that's in charge of emojis.
And you said, get on an emoji people. And here
look
we
at
are.
That. Now there's a swan.
And the next couple of months when iOS 12.1 comes out, there are both bagels and swans.
I love that there's a fire extinguisher, a strand of DNA, and the evil eye
70,
symbol.
70 brand new emojis
coming out. Yes, yeah. And there's a hippo. He's so
And I would
cute.
Believe, because usually they try to be universal, the next major release of Android will also contain these emojis. So.
Yeah, I mean, that was insane. We just talked about that.
There's a bar of soap and a bone.
Something
I could use
both
those.
Of them.
Funny about the evil eye, really quick. My neighbors on the first floor, we have like two sides, have like been fighting for like 6 months.
Oh, really?
And I noticed
that's got to be pleasant.
They both have an evil eye hanging on their door.
Oh,
like,
really?
Facing each other.
That's
like, oh, my
funny.
God. Yeah.
And then the other thing is like, okay, so we talked about Buzz Pop cocktails. Those were our fun little, on our whatever Ed called it, the drunk show or something.
Yeah.
Do you still have more of those?
I do.
So there's
all right.
So Buzz Pop cocktails, believe it or not, they're selling them at Disney
I
now.
I love that. Disney Springs.
They're selling them at the Paddlefish Restaurant in Disney Springs. And it has 15% alcohol.
Yeah.
So I want to go to.
I
would go to Disney just to get those. All right, Ed. Enough of my news. Let's hear your news. What do you got going on?
Oh,
is this good or bad?
It's great.
Oh, okay, good.
But you're going to freak out.
Why?
Why?
No, frankly, we don't have time to freak out, so don't freak
out.
Oh,
no.
Why? What do you mean?
But here it is. I'm coming to you with a story and a plan.
Okay.
There is, understand, whatever I say, there's a plan at the end of it.
Okay.
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 I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm going to get
gas. Can I go get a Buzz Pop? Like,
sure, go ahead. Go to the freezer. They're in the middle shelf.
Nervous tummy.
I gotta drive. I'll stick with my water. But I am getting nervous.
Okay, what are we doing? Naked show? With Bill McCormick?
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God.
We were supposed to do that a long time ago.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. This show cannot continue.
What? What?
We, over the last 6 years, have run our course.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean we have to end. But the dishing bitches can't continue.
Why?
It's a long story.
Well,
and a lot of it goes back. It started a few, month or so ago when actually you said to me, we're not making any money. After I had mentioned how many listeners we have, and you're like, we're not making no
well,
money.
Well, because no one's out there pimping for us.
Yeah, well,
okay.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
It's the name of the show.
Well, that's why we changed it to Dishing Misfits
for
a while.
Yeah, and that sucked.
Okay.
And we came back to it.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of the shows on the network are, you know, becoming very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them actually written up in Inc. magazine a couple
weeks
ago.
Yes, The Winemakers.
Yeah. Nice.
And there was a mention of the network in it,
mm-hmm.
and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to know the reason there wasn't a link to the network in that online
article?
Is
it because our show name?
It's because the first thing the editor saw when they went to the website was the boobs and the headphones.
Oh.
Rebrand time.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I am a marketing.
You are. I have.
Person.
I'm coming to you with. And this does not have to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
So what I suggest is we just blow it out for the rest of the calendar year.
Okay. So that's a couple months.
But
yeah.
I have an idea.
Take off my bra and blast my nips.
I have an idea that I believe if you guys are into it,
mm-hmm.
I think will allow us to do a lot of the same stuff we do now. And mm-hmm. hell, we could even keep the same opening theme or have a new one done. But I think it's a nice homage.
Right.
Really, you can't, unless you know it's there, you
we
cannot.
We are going to have so many fans going, no,
I know.
We love the name.
Bitch like, isn't even a swear word anymore.
But so many people were so happy once we went from Misfits
and
back
so,
to
and
Bitches.
So was I.
And isn't Ink Magazine like kind of like a geek?
No, it's
centric?
An entrepreneurial thing.
Yeah, kind of geeky.
Okay. I mean, I see your point. I
I'm
see
saying,
bolts.
Though, like, who doesn't want to see boobs?
But the idea... Okay.
Even gay men, women, everyone.
The
wants
idea
to see
I have will allow us to do a lot of the same stuff we do now and take it in a couple of different directions.
Okay.
And will we get paid?
Well, I think it'd be a lot easier marketing wise to sell this new idea that mm-hmm. I have.
Okay.
Okay.
I say we come back in January rebranded as Steph's in the City.
Oh, I got to give out my real name.
Yeah, you don't have to use your last name.
Like, we always slip. We're both Stephanie, cats out of the bag. People know this.
Well, right. Well, when we started the show, I was in charge of a educational facility,
yeah.
and there was no way I wanted
right.
my students to find out.
Well,
who
yeah,
I was.
Well, no one needs
especially
to know.
The shit I talk.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So.
And we have an opportunity
what did you
to
do
clean
last
that
night?
Up. I mean.
Well, we did record one episode of Steph's in the City. It was Steph's.
Right, that was a video idea right. we had, and it was brilliant, but it became very untenable from an editing standpoint.
But
I don't know how.
Yeah,
we could probably revisit that, though, if we really got the best setup.
There are
setup.
A lot of things that you could do. We could have a portable setup with a mic or two, and you guys could go out.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd play it back. That becomes like the third segment or something.
That's a good idea. Okay.
And it will allow us to start over and taking nothing away from this show. You came mm-hmm. to me 6.5 years ago with the idea for this show, and we made it real, and it has been awesome.
But you fucked over his marketing.
Thanks, Ink Magazine.
If
the titties
if
now.
If there is any opportunity to actually make Radio Misfits an actual business,
yeah. mm-hmm.
the Dishing Bitches cannot.
Well, it's, because it's not yeah. politically correct.
Not even, it's just... Yeah, it's yeah.
If unless you listen to the show,
but
you think it's
Steph's
trash.
In the City,
right?
Steph's in the City works great. I think.
Yeah, that's
okay.
cute.
All right. Well, that wasn't such bad.
As long as you're okay being Steph,
I'm okay being Steph. I'll always be Samandy.
But
though.
We are. That's fine.
It's true. You're only doing this to get rid of Samandy. It yeah. all makes sense.
Now you got it. You
I'm still gonna be Samandy.
Oh yeah.
Fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. the good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock-hard rationalization. It's just between you and me. Cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see.